This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Wow. Who did you have on last night,
Conroy? Look at this new guy. Okay.
Man, I just turned those things on, and it's just like, that was an AC/DC concert.
Well, he does, so we have Todd's on, I don't know where Todd is. He's off, and we have Con in here, and Con also does the Pete Schwabba show. So he had a long day yesterday.
Who did you have on? So loud, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't really know the controls.
What's wrong with him?
He's 25. What is he, 20?
He's out there driving a hot little car.
Yeah, you do have a nice car.
Nice car.
Yeah, thank you.
And I came in this morning and—
Can I just say one thing? You're single, right, Con?
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy your nice car now.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Enjoy a lot of stuff right now. It's not just your car, man. It's your money. It's your freedom. It's your diet. Your time. Life. Your life.
Other than that,
marriage is great.
No, well, I know two people listening that are not happy right now. Happy weekend to you, boys.
I was telling him this morning. Yeah.
What are you and John going to be doing, Jim?
After 30 years.
Bro. Yes.
But I told you that New Year's resolutions, he's young, he's, you know, whatever his life's going to be, it's going to be. But it's different when your kids are gone and you're done working. You know what I mean? There's just a lot of time, and so I'm trying to find stuff to do together because I think that's healthy. Because I worked, you know, when I worked a lot and many, many hours, and now I don't work as much, and you have a little bit more free time. So I'm trying to do stuff together. So one is to watch a movie. I'll go out to a movie and watch a movie. So okay. I tell you what we did.
It's hard to find good movies.
No, but I was
just
telling him this morning, you know what we watched?
What?
Moneyball.
Oh, I love that movie.
What was it, 12 years old or something?
Oh, yeah, probably.
But whatever.
I love that movie.
And like Con, you know, for being a kid, he goes, you know, it's important you find movies that you both like. Well, that's good advice because of course, likes Brad Pitt.
Right.
And, you know, we like sports. We both do. So anyway,
actually, I really like, not Seth Rogen. What's his name? Con, what's his name? I always get him and Seth Rogen mixed up.
Oh.
The guy that played like the real smart guy from like Yale or Harvard.
Oh, yeah, that guy's
his right-hand
awesome.
Man.
That guy's
Jonah
awesome.
Hill.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
He's so, you know, the only thing I didn't like about that movie? It was bad hiring casting for the manager of the team. They had what's his name? Who's the redhead guy who killed himself or died of drug overdose? Who was a really great actor.
Yes.
But okay, so I knew Art Howe, the manager, the actual manager of the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
I used to know him.
Oh, wow.
Because he was with the Cleveland Indians in Tucson when they'd come for spring training in Tucson. Interviewed him numerous times. I mean, I knew him as a friend, like.
Wow.
Okay, but here's the deal. And he was like about 6'3", 200 pounds.
Oh.
And they hired this guy who's like 5'8", 220 pounds.
Yeah.
Completely the and he was tall and bald and whatever. Complete opposite body type and everything of him, having known the guy.
Okay.
And Art Howe got really, really mad. I think he tried to sue for the way they made him look.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was super arrogant. Was he like that?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
Really
well,
nice
not...
guy, good guy. And it's almost the same like with Rudy, where they made Dan Devine.
Yep.
You know what? Because I knew Rudy and whatever. And Dan Devine hired Rudy as a student grad assistant after the season and everything. Yep. Dan Devine was a horrific coach for the Packers. Beyond belief, terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay? Ruined the franchise in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He was the person that ruined the franchise for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just one of those things how you make somebody look.
But did they stereotype it in that Rudy movie? They made him
Horrible.
True to him? Oh, they did?
But, and even though he was a horrible coach here in a lot of ways, with Rudy, he was actually really good. It's just really ironic.
Okay.
The one guy he was really good to was Rudy. And they made him as the villain in the movie.
So I would, and like you said, there's a very small group that really knows the actual character. Like, you knew the coach. So I would think that the coach was like the guy in the movie. But you say he's not.
Totally opposite.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. But it's even body type. Like, everybody in baseball had to be saying, huh. Like, let's say you did a thing on Coach LaFleur.
And,
you have a big, heavy-set guy with bad hair.
Yeah,
how much do you think LaFleur pays for his haircuts?
Yeah, plenty.
How much?
I don't know that he... I'm sure
Who cuts his hair?
Tip.
I want to get a haircut him.
Well, no, I know where he gets his haircut because there's... No, I can't tell you that.
Come on.
No. Because I was on a fundraising campaign, and we wanted to talk to the coach, and it kind of... Somebody said, well, I know his barber's my barber type thing. You
okay.
Know? So anyway, but no, he likes, he's a good looking guy and he has a great haircut and eyebrows and it's, they know, yeah, he likes. He's got it going on. So,
you know, I'll tell you something kind of ironic where the new Broadway market is going in. I used to work real estate for EXP Realty in that building. Okay.
Old Fort Square.
And upstairs was a barber and lots of, you'd see like, you know, Jair Alexander or somebody walking through the lobby there and going upstairs. There was a barber upstairs here that cut a lot of the Packers' hair.
Huh. You know the other guy that cut the hair was, he was right across the street from Lambeau.
Yeah. For a lot of years.
Yeah, a lot of years. He had a fundraiser for me when I think, oh man, this is a long time ago, 2000.
Mer.
Was it?
Mermeyer. Mer and Patty.
Yeah. He was
Men's Room.
Men's Room, yes. Ladies' Choice.
I used to go there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
I remember Bob Harlander being there, Mike Holmgren would be in there.
Yeah. He was a good guy. And he had that like empty lot next door. He used to tailgate there. And anyway, we had a party one time and he was great. I don't know if he's still around.
But
no. It's cool how they, you know, a little bit of word of mouth, a little bit of, you know, maybe with Harlan and Holmgren, but, you know, with cutting hair for ethnic people, that's an art.
Oh, yo.
And, you know, the word of mouth is going to get them. To the right place. But anyway, that money ball, but I was telling Con this morning, you know, kind of what movies we both
like. I will say this though. Back in the day, you know, I had a fro.
Yes, I think you told me
that's the greatest thing in the world to have. I'd wash my hair and I'm not even joking about this. I'd literally shake my head. I'd put my head down, shake my head, and then dry by itself, and I'd carry a hair pick with me.
But you had a hair pick?
I had a hair pick.
Oh my God.
Well, you had to have a hair pick. Everybody had a hair pick.
Nobody had a hair
pick. Oh my God. Everybody in the 70s who had the curly hair had a hair pick. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of different kinds. I upgraded my hair pick. I got the kind that folded over, so the sides folded, so you put it in your back pocket real easy. Oh, you'd go out at night, you'd see every guy, like down in Arizona, you know what they'd have? They'd have a skull thing in their back pocket, and they'd have a hair pick. I'm not the only guy that ever carried. Quick poll. How many guys out there in the 70s had a hair pick? Me, one.
Okay, wow. I don't remember hair picks being in your...
Oh, yeah. From 1976 till about 1983, lots of guys carried hair picks. And they,
what did that do?
You shape it.
Huh?
You had to shape it. You saw how big my hair... I showed you that picture of me and my sister.
Yeah.
I had the biggest head of hair ever.
It looked out of control. Didn't look like you shaped anything.
It took a lot of work to get it that way. I had to shape it just right.
All right. Anyway,
But it just took, like I told you, it really peed me off that in the early 70s, there was only one hairstyle. In fact, you know, I really realized this. You know what I found the other day that I loved? It was right before Christmas. I found some channel. I have no idea what channels I have. I just wander aimlessly. And I found the Glenn Campbell Christmas special from 1971.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it was like everybody's hair was like this perfect across the forehead. And I could not. My hair was way too curly. I could not do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. But the thing that ticked me off is, okay, so I'm out of style because my hair is too curly, okay? So then curly hair, the fro comes into fashion. And it's like, oh, my God, Jesus, thank you. Mary, Joseph, St. Pete, whoever
month.
You are, all you people, thank you. And then all those people that peed me on, all those people that had that perfect straight hair, they get perms.
They got perms. Perms look big.
Oh.
You know what? Yeah, and we made a little money on perms because they need paper. They roll.
Oh, yeah.
And so we made those.
Yeah.
perm papers, different sizes.
I put money in your pocket.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was...
We got this Cowboy Dave. I had a comb, but not a hair pick.
Okay. Well, a comb. We all had combs. Hair picks are... Maybe I'm stereotyping. I don't want to do that.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I am.
William says no. Well, okay.
Okay, thank you, William.
You know what? I got to tell you something. Our dads, okay, they were so... What's the word? Organized before being organized was a thing. Because my dad would carry the thing for his glasses, you know, in his thing. And in that, he'd have his comb.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad always had a comb.
He inevitably had a pencil in his pocket and usually a little notebook. Okay. He'd have that little coin thing. And everywhere you need coins, he's got a little coin thing. He'd pull it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and a nail clipper.
And that knife with the marble. And a little knife.
Yeah, my dad had all that stuff. I wish I could get that knife. That was because he used that for years. And they didn't really turn that stuff in. They kind of hang on to the same item.
Yeah.
You know, for
years.
I bet you had that knife for 25 years.
That little jackknife. Right,
with the white, like marble.
I remember him in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, pulling out radishes and cutting off the root and the whole thing. And just,
Yeah. Anyway,
We carry nothing.
No.
Okay, so he carried the eyeglass thing. Carried the comb, carried a knife, carried a nail clipper, carried the coin purse.
We just carry our phone.
That's all we got. We got nothing.
We got a lot to learn.
Con!
Yeah?
We got nothing. Happy Friday, everybody!
Yes, it is Friday. And, you know, this is, the last home game. I mean, we're in the playoffs, but...
I can't stir up too much emotion about this one. Can you? It's like, get it over with, get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to do it with food. I'm going to homemade pizza. I think that'd be fun.
How's the diet going?
Game.
Good.
No, I'm. Yeah. It starts on the 7th. What did I say? The 1st? 7th.
Yeah.
The 7th.
Oh,
no, but this. Okay. I'm going to make.
Because it's still kind of the holiday season. This is like the last holiday week.
Right.
Yeah. This getting through
I'm gonna
this one.
Honor the Bears with a deep dish pizza because you know that's Chicago. I don't really like deep dish, but
no.
I'm going
to
make it.
To me, a really good crust makes the pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. You can have the greatest toppings in the world, but if that crust isn't good, it's not a good pizza.
I got a pretty good crust. It's in the car right now.
Do you buy it or do you make it?
A friend of mine made it. It's like you got to try this crust.
Okay, can I just say something?
I got like five of them.
Can I just say something? If you let me convert the upstairs of your garage and let me live there, I will build you an outdoor pizza oven.
That would be cool.
I know.
I would like the brick where it's always...
And the perfect place where you got that little bump-out parking space?
Yeah.
Right there. I would build that for you.
I'll take the...
I've built numerous outdoor fire...
I prefer the empty
pizza.
Garage.
I've built numerous outdoor... I haven't... Not completely built, but I mean, in my mind, I know what to do. I've got a concept.
When we leave.
All right, we got a big show today. Don Davey, former Packer, will join us. Back.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning. A little chilly out there today. At least the kids aren't in school, right? Still home? Christmas vacation? This was always like the greatest week, wasn't it? I couldn't believe it when I went to college the first time. And it's like, okay, you're done on, you know, December 18th or whatever, your last final. And we'll see you again on January 18th.
Oh,
it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We got like a month off?
Didn't you ever have to pick up a class in that time?
No. I mean, I probably should have, but I didn't. You know, the only weird thing
Did you graduate in 4 years?
Four and a half.
Yeah, see, I didn't.
Almost five, because I lost. See, you know what the problem is, though?
No, I'll tell you what the problem with that is you're spending money and you're not making money. That's the problem with a 5-year degree.
Yeah. But what my thing was, when I was going to a junior college, we were on trimesters.
Yep.
So a lot of that stuff didn't transfer as a full semester credit. You know what I mean? It was like 2/3 of a credit or something.
Hmm.
So when it transferred,
You didn't get the full.
Okay.
So I went to a summer school, and you know what? I would absolutely recommend summer school for like a tough class. I took my, you know, like a really hard couple hard classes in summer. I took broadcast law. Was law, broadcast law. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which was like 40 pages a night type thing. Because you're like, normally it'd be like, okay, these 20 pages, but because it was so condensed, it was like 40 to 50 pages a night.
True summers.
But, yeah. But that's the only class I took in that semester. So it's like you could focus completely on that. I would recommend that to kids. If you get a really hard class, take the summer class and just focus on that one class. I'm not kidding. That's, I thought that was really important.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
Yeah. Some?
Well, no, if you would prepare for that hard class, it wouldn't be that hard.
But if you got like four other classes.
No, no, but I'm saying like the prerequisites to broadcast law.
Right,
were
you
probably,
had to take it.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you would have done well in broadcasting, in contracts, and then when you took the law class, it would have been like, yeah, okay, this is.
I got a B.
Okay, that's not bad.
You know what? I think I could have been a lawyer because I've only got one.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah. That I could be a lawyer?
No, a lot of people think they could be lawyers because they're debaters, but there's so much more to
mine
law.
Is the comprehension. That's the only thing I've been blessed with is I could read something and remember it.
That is the law test. That's the L. That, yeah. Did you take the LSAT?
I did
the
not.
The law school
I did
entrance
not.
Exam?
I might now, though.
That.
I think I'm too old to be a lawyer?
Well, the problem with being a lawyer, I mean, you do well on the LSAT, you get into law school, but then you've got a, what do they call that, clerk or intern? That's kind of a long process.
Really?
A year or so, you got to do that. I don't know. That it's not like you go to school
and
you become a practicing lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but the good thing about being a lawyer in Wisconsin is you don't have to take the bar.
Well, that's what I mean. Can't you just take the test and you're a lawyer?
I don't know. I get a lawyer on the talk. I don't. If I was a lawyer, I would. The only lawyer I would be a trial lawyer. I think that'd be so much fun to get in front of the jury. And
yeah, me too.
And look them in the eye. And
I agree.
Say, look, this. Come on.
I agree.
Need I say anything?
I agree.
Look at him.
Would you defend me?
for the money? I'd be one of those guys. Schmidt's a little, but he's worth it. He'll get you off.
Today is fruitcake toss day. Does that mean throw out the fruitcake you didn't eat?
Sounds like that to me.
Chocolate.
Pretty big day.
Chocolate covered cherry day. Man, how many chocolate covered cherries did the nuns get back in the day? Everybody for Christmas would give them a box of chocolate covered cherries. I mean, the desk would be loaded. Why was that the go-to thing?
I think that was before regifting was popular.
But did you?
No. Yeah, we gave them chocolates. I'm sure they were.
What did they do with all that?
Yeah, they had plenty.
I don't know, but that's the only time I've ever had a chocolate-covered cherry, I think, is when you'd bring it to the nuns. Mind and Body Wellness Day. Okay. It's a good thing
to
celebrate.
Well, I think what I want to get into in 2025 is yoga.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Man, the more I read about that, it's like, you know, a lot of
you can't do a lunge. How can you do yoga?
No. No, this is more the mind-body. That's what I'm talking about. Not so much the stretching and baby's pose and all that other stuff. I mean, I've done yoga, but maybe I'm talking more about meditation, but this whole mind-body thing, you read about successful people. A lot of them have that on their list. Is this whole meditation, mind-body,
understand.
There's a lot on there about
how
that.
Is that a weight loss thing? How is yoga a weight loss? You don't move.
But mind
you burn
body.
Calories.
No, I think it's mind-body that you don't maybe crave the deep dish pizza I'm going to have this Sunday.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I look into it. I might join you.
I want to look into that.
Well, you know, I see things for older guys like us. Chair yoga is a big thing.
Chair yoga?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a real big thing.
And a friend of mine, I just saw him at the game, basketball game. He does the hot yoga. Loves it. Absolutely loves it.
What is that? Is this just going to a really hot room?
I think so. I don't know. It's in DePere. He goes.
Do you lay on like hot rocks?
No. You actually,
just a really hot room.
No, but I think you're exercising as well.
Okay.
Like exercising in a sauna, probably. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
All right.
I'll find out.
Drinking straw day. I can't drink out of a straw. Okay, I just got goosebumps. I can't drink out of a straw if it's made out of a paper product.
Oh,
it's
got
to be plastic.
Uh-uh.
I get goosebumps. I get chill. I hate papery kind of thing. I get some weird
things.
They
break down. I think the paper.
I know, and plastic straws are bad for the environment.
They are.
It's terrible Terrible.
A lot of places don't give them. You got to ask.
Yeah.
Like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so drinking straw.
Women Rock Day. You mean as in women, we rock. That kind of thing, Con?
It's...
Con, if you're going to put it up here, you have to be able to explain it, right?
Right, right.
I mean,
right.
Todd can always...
Todd's like, well, that was started in, you know, 1940, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Todd actually did put this one up.
Okay, right? give it to us. Okay, yeah, thank God for Todd.
National Woman Rock Day. And I think it's all the women who were in rock.
Oh, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Ah! Ah, okay.
We thought it was like the women that, like, make it happen.
We rock.
Right.
You rock, girl.
Right.
Yeah. You rock, sister.
I think it's you go.
Or, well, yeah, that's it. I don't know.
Whatever. So yeah. Much. We're with the times.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's your favorite? My favorite rock woman of all time? Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Hate myself for loving you. Love that song. Love Joan Jett. I could see Joan Jett being my girlfriend back in the day.
Yeah. What would your mother huh? say?
She would have liked her. She liked girls that wore really tight black leather pants and leather jackets with spikes on them. She loved that.
That's the role model she's looking for.
Mel Gibson, 69. Boy, he turned bizarro in his life, huh? Didn't age well either. Didn't age all that well. Eli Manning is 44. A little tired of the Mannings. You?
Oh, boy.
I mean,
okay. I said that a long time ago.
Enough. Yep. Enough. A little bit.
And now it's their kid or their nephew or who's coming up.
Arch.
Now.
Arch. All right. We got to set our quick break. Lisa Hale, Mark Hewson, Noel Dickman from the Payne Art Center, Don Davey, Gentlemen Grifters, Dennis from the Glam Band.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A young child was struck and killed by a bus in Waukesha County yesterday morning. The accident happened in Lisbon at Silver Spring Intermediate School. Officials say the 4K student was at the school for a shuttle bus transfer to Willow Springs Learning Center. There were other students on the bus when it struck the child. The driver is cooperating with authorities, and the incident is still under investigation. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has reported an increase in homelessness of nearly 4% in Wisconsin this year. According to their data, over 5,000 people experienced homelessness at some point in 2024, with hundreds unable to find reliable shelter. The report also found over 200 unaccompanied children experiencing homelessness. Over recent years, the unhoused population has grown across the country as people struggle with rising home prices, stagnant wages, and inflation. The price for a gallon of gas should stay low well into the new year. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin gas prices have held steady for the past couple of months, and that trend should continue for several weeks. Here's Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
It's been a pretty good year. I mean, compared to 2022, the average price for gasoline this year in Wisconsin peaked at about $3.51 a gallon in July, and it's been below $3 a gallon for the last, month and a half? And it probably will stay below $3 a gallon for most of the winter. The next big increase in prices is going to be the seasonal rise that we see late winter, early spring.
DeHaan added that things could change, especially if tariffs are placed on oil imports. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The U.S. has recently set records for oil production, contributing to lower prices at the pump. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. So we got you for about 100 miles up and down here.
And with great coverage.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That Appleton Tower. And, you know, I'm going to be going there next week just to kind of meet with some of the movers and shakers. Is that what is that? That's kind of an old term. Just you know, like they've been on the show though. Downtown Green Bay.
Yeah.
And
Downtown Appleton.
Downtown Appleton. I mean, whoops. and then the chamber. Yep. So we'll
good people.
Yes, they are
great people. Brian from Green Bay says perms are back in style for middle school boys.
You know what? That's awesome. I mean, perms. It's just straight hair to give it the wave. You know what got us some friends? Do you remember that TV show Friends?
Sure.
When they went to, somebody in there got a perm, and that's when that show was, I guess, quite popular, and that helped our industry. More people got perms.
For your thing where you put the stuff around the neck, you mean?
Well, those are neck strips. Perms are
you know, but how what you did put you the, sell for the perms?
The, you know, when they, did you ever get a perm?
Yeah.
Okay, so they use those like perm rollers.
Oh, okay,
And then they put your hair around it.
And I hate whatever gel or whatever.
That was pretty toxic. And then what they did was they wrapped paper. We made the paper.
Oh, you made the paper.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's 1,000 sheets in a box, so you had to buy a lot of boxes to make. It's amazing how many perm papers we went through. It was crazy.
I would have thought Coming to America would have been a movie that helped you guys. Because 90% of it was set in the barbershop. You know what I mean?
I didn't tie that back.
All right.
There were some other things that happened in the country that helped our industry or hurt our industry, quite honestly. And what we did really well with was we had the contract with the military. And when you go in to get your hair shaved, I guess, when you go to basic, they put that neck strip around your neck. And we...
Wow.
That was a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terry says, 5 years for me at Eau Claire, I switched majors from journalism to education. You made more money in education, Terry.
Yeah. I'm surprised. See, one thing about St. Norbert, and there's a lot of great schools out there, but you go to St. Norbert, they'll tell you as a parent, we'll get your kid out of here in 4 years.
Right.
Because I don't like that. Not that my kids went there, but that was important to me. That they got out of school in 4 years. Even if you switch majors, that they kind of like, we'll help you out with that. I don't want someone going to school for 5 years because, again, two reasons. Loss of income and
aren't some majors expense. 5 years? Aren't there some that are 5 years? Con, do you go to college?
Yeah, I switched majors and it made me go 5 years.
That's right. What did you go into?
Well,
I originally went for business, for marketing.
Okay.
And I switched to advertising and journalism.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it took me an extra year, but I got it.
Where'd you go?
Milwaukee.
UWM?
Yep, UWM. Oh, cool. Yeah.
That's good school.
You're a Panther.
Yep.
Linda Ronstadt for me in the 70s. Okay, today, ladies, today is Women in Rock Day. Let us know your all-time favorite woman in rock. Like I said, mine is Joan Jett. Who's yours? Hello?
Women. I'm thinking of women.
Is it one of the Lemon Sisters?
I was going to say, that rock thing is what threw me.
Con, how about you?
You know.
I mean, Joan Jett is really good.
That's tough to beat.
Yeah.
That's tough to beat. Are there any women rockers anymore? I mean, seriously.
There's a, why can't I think of the band? There's this new band they used to have someone and he passed away, so they hired someone else, and it was a girl this time.
Okay, can I just be honest with you?
Yeah.
You just told a Mino story. There was this band, and I don't know, I mean, I can't think of the name, but what's the name? And this guy died, and then
replaced with somebody else, and then her, and her sister, right.
And now I know the name of
her sister's daughter took over. Yeah,
her niece.
Yeah.
Because the guy died, remember? And then the other guy,
Good thing about those stories.
Nice job, Con.
They fill time. That's what they do. That's about it.
I'm looking at the description of Woman Rock Day, and it says start by listening to Janis Joplin. It's considered one of the first women to make her way in rock.
Janis Joplin.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Janis Joplin.
But, yeah. There are not a lot of, though,
no, right role now, models. Are there any?
No, but I'm just talking about.
Rockers.
Would you.
Female.
Like, Sound of Music, Julia. You know, that. You know, I they're not wholesome women, those rockers.
Was that, if you're looking for wholesomeness, I don't think you look to rock. I mean, let's be honest.
Did you bring him home to mom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I would have. Yeah. I would have brought home, actually, you know who was, when I was younger in my formidable years, you know who was the queen?
Maria Osmond.
Well,
you'd bring her home to mom,
right? Brought home to mom.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Her would have brought home to mom.
Yeah.
Nancy Sinatra. Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But she's not she wouldn't be a rocker, would she?
Well, for her era, I mean, that's before rock became harder.
Right.
So for her day, she was, you know, Scotty says Lita Ford. Yeah.
Who?
Lita Ford.
Never heard of her.
Okay. So I know what Scotty's saying to here too. Yeah. Kiss Me Deadly, Lita Ford. Okay. So we had one of my buddies, come on my show one time and we were talking about hot women in rock back in the day and he didn't know we were on the air. And I go, Benny, Lita Ford, hot or not? He goes, Lita Ford, she's a bleeping goddess. Not knowing we were on the air, but he didn't say bleep. Scotty B, do you remember that day? Yeah. William also says Lita Ford. Wow, Lita Ford in the lead here for the rock, women in rock day. Suzy Quatro. Loved Suzy. Remember Suzy Quatro from Happy Days? She was on Happy Days, right?
Was she the one that died in the trailer?
I actually don't know.
No. That was Erin Moran.
Yeah.
That was Joni died in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that sad when these people, it's like, how does that happen?
And where are your friends?
Where are anybody? I mean, even where's your family?
Guy
where's whatever?
Right, that the guy from Milwaukee went to Marquette. You know,
oh, Chris Farley.
Where were his friends?
Yeah,
his absolutely. Brother said that. Like, man, you gotta. And those are tough things to sit down and say, dude. This is serious. You're on a road to death, man.
But you
that's
know
too bad. But she. But I think she died of something else, though. Didn't we overreact to that, Joni?
Erin Moran.
Yeah,
I think it was a medical condition.
But she had a tough life.
But she had really, I mean, she was, yeah.
You're that popular and you're sleeping in a trailer in Indiana?
Okay, well, back up here a little bit, though.
Well, that could be the life she chose. You're right.
I lived in a trailer in Idaho, okay, and I loved it. I like trailers. Our cabin
was
a trailer. I don't have a problem with trailers.
Then why aren't you living in one now?
I could live in one right now. You get me a double wide, I'll live in it. I will. I'll live in it. Lizzie Hale says Tori is the hottest woman rocker of today. I have no idea who. Con, who's Lizzie Hale?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on. Con, you're supposed
hottest
to be our
woman rocker
conduit
today.
To the young hip scene, Con.
Yeah, no.
When's Todd coming back?
Yeah, I don't know. Damn. He's been kind of radio silence today.
I know.
Pardon the pun. But
you know, we need Con to be our conduit to the youth. The youth, Con.
Right.
Think about
it. Okay, Lizzie Hale. You got her?
Lizzie Hale is 41.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
That's 41.
That is okay.
For putting up a
picture, that says
Con.
It all.
Oh, okay.
Music group is the Hailstorm.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, Con. All right.
You know one of my favorites, that name though. You know this guy, Al Hale. Remember him?
I know the name.
Oh yeah, baseball coach forever. He was the most what the word I'm looking for at server at Lambeau Field, the beer.
Oh.
He was at the Widener Center on stage. He had a big show about him.
Oh, really?
That went to his funeral. He's great.
And he was a beer vendor?
Oh, man. Like the beer vendor. And he was in section 119, which is my section. Yeah, he was great. Just great.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I think you do. Because he was in baseball forever. I'm sure you knew him. You know his kids.
Okay.
Coached, what was the baseball team? Blue Jays?
Blue Ribbons. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. I didn't know the beer aspect.
Oh my gosh. That was his claim to fame was, I think it was like, I'm not kidding you, like 40 years or 50 years of vending beer. That's when they walked up and down the steps, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It
was
awesome. And
we were section 7, row 43.
Okay, yeah. We were
right. I'll tell you what. I mean, I loved going to Packer games when I was a kid. I mean, you could say, do you want to go to Disneyland or do you want to go to Packer regular season game?
Yeah.
It would be, oh my God. I mean, a Packer game was such an event. But for us from the UP, it was such a cool. We would go to Ponderosa or Bonanza for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. There's your steak. You can see it cooking. And then you could take whatever kind of dessert you wanted. It's like, are you serious? This is like unbelievable. So that was like such a big event for
it's
us.
It's not
to come
the
to
best
games.
Cut of meat, though.
I loved it.
There was the Ponderosa.
But what I'm getting at, let me finish here. I was so jealous of the kids that sat in the section right below us because there was a section back in those days. Does anybody remember this? There was a section for kids, I think it was 14 and under or 16 and under, just kids. They had a special segment. So I don't know how you got the tickets, But I'd watch those kids more than a game because they'd take the styrofoam and they'd be throwing it at each other.
It's funny that there's no more kids section.
They were having such fun. You can't believe it. And you know, I sat with my dad. You don't move. I mean, you do whatever. And these kids were just rowdy. I thought, wow, are Green Bay kids ever wild? Anybody out there ever sit in the kid? Does anybody know about the kids section at Lambeau?
I remember that.
When did it go away? Somebody help us out.
Money.
Another one here from William. Pat Benatar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Good call. Good call, William. Yeah. Very good call. Ponderosa.
No, but Ponderosa, didn't they get sued back in like the 70s because they, guys... tongue swelled up so much because the meat tenderizer.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that did happen.
And, okay, you know.
I mean, Ponderosa was fun, and it was not real expensive, and you're right. There was quite a selection.
But it was, okay, we had the whole routine. 6 o'clock mass.
Oh, yeah.
No, 5:30 mass. Oh, I used to love being an altar boy in those in the middle of winter. 5:30 mass.
Ooh, that's early.
That's early. Yeah, and then we'd drive down. We'd stop in Pembine. At the Port, I think it was, the old restaurant in Pembine. Okay. Yeah. My dad and his would have a shot and a beer. And then we'd go to Lena and we'd stop at Sportsman's Tavern, Kitzinger's, and they would have a shot and a beer. And then we'd come to Green Bay, we'd go to Ponderosa. Then you go to the game and you come home, we'd stop in Wasaki at the Wasaki Bowl for their smorgasbord.
That's pretty memorable. I mean, that's pretty cool your dad did all that.
Absolutely. And then we'd watch the second game. Like, it'd always be the 49ers or the Rams, you know, on the West Coast.
Right,
that game would be on, which was cool. And, yeah, that was a great – oh, my God. If I can recreate one day of my lifetime,
that's what it would be. That's...
Yeah. But, yeah, I need to know if anybody ever sat in that kids section. Whatever happened to that kids section? When did they get rid of it? Need somebody to help us out.
Yeah, I don't – Wow, I'm surprised they would do that unattended. I'm surprised parents would let their kids go there.
And it was rowdy. Wow. I always wanted to sit there. We got Lisa Hale, Nowisco coming up. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports. Noel Dickman, Payne Art Center. Don Davey, former Green Bay Pack and Wisconsin Badger. And, of course, Dennis from the Glam Band, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with the Gentlemen Grifters. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Friday morning. Once again, we got a great show coming up. Lisa Hale is standing by right now, I believe, from Oshkosh.
They can see her.
I am.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there. How are y'all doing?
We're all doing great. How are you all doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How's your mom and them?
How's what?
Your mom and them.
My mom?
And them.
And them.
My mother's doing fine. She's in Minneapolis now for a little, then I think she's going to Florida after that. She's doing fine. She's 92 years old, just... keeping it going.
That's great.
And my kids are great. I was just showing Johnny some pictures. One of my daughters is meeting her boyfriend's parents, which is a big deal, in India. And she's sending these pictures.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. That's really
India.
I thought that was really cool. She went there to meet his parents, and they've been doing some Zoom things. It's a big trip for her. And she really, to honor them or to just fit in, she bought clothes.
Okay.
And... she looks like she lives there. It's like, wow.
She really does. I mean, do you have to wear that stuff then once you're there?
She doesn't have clothes like that. You know, that gold dresses and all that. But, and he obviously has that. Anyway, interesting. So they're doing, my kids are doing fine, and so is my mother. How about you? New Year's resolutions? You want to share anything with me and Johnny?
My New Year's resolution is not to make any.
That was
New Year's
an evil
resolution.
Laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what, you can take someone out?
Yeah.
You know what? Every year I make the same resolution. I resolve to lose 50 pounds. No. So I've stopped making resolutions and have just decided to make little tiny changes each year. And last year it kind of worked because I lost 25 pounds.
Wow.
There you go. All right.
So we'll see.
There's monthly resolutions you can do so you're not stressed out about the whole year. But I'm not one to ask. I'm just that's what I read. Is that?
Well, you know, now that you mention it, this week's New Wisco Weekend is all about setting those goals and resolutions for the new year and the importance of it. Our cover story, we have Emily Wright, who is a wonderful coach and is with an organizational impact coach, and she does wonderful energy work. And she talks about how you take little tiny things and make them throughout the year.
Right.
You don't take it all at once because you can't eat an elephant in one bite. Mm-hmm. You know, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. You can't eat the whole thing. So anyway, it's all about breaking it down.
And I put my resolutions, and they're all written. You got to write them down. I mean, that's like
yes,
number one.
Yes, writing them down.
And put them on the refrigerator or something you're going to see every day, your mirror, whatever. But I got daily, weekly, and monthly.
Very cool. Very cool. I like that you're goal setting. That's important. That's a good way to keep moving forward.
And I read it every morning.
You know what I did? I bought the 2025, you know, calendar book, you know, whatever.
The month at a glance?
Date book. Yeah. You know, I like that. Yeah. But what I
date
did
planner.
Is one of the things I've out to do is not step on the scale so often. So what I put is every Monday,
good one.
I've got my goal weight for every Monday for the month of January.
It goes down?
Yeah. So it'd be like 5 pounds trying to lose in the month of January.
Okay. So you're going to check that every week?
Yeah.
To our listeners?
I can. I overestimated how much I'd lose this first. But here's the deal. Though.
Make them realistic. Well, right? We talked about that. Smart
when Mark
goal.
Houston comes in, Mark's always big about
measurable.
This stuff. Make it. Yeah. But this week shouldn't count.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean?
What, because it's the holiday
it's
week
still
or because
the holiday.
It's the
right.
week?
It's still
easing
the holidays.
Into it.
You still got the leftovers
right.
from the New Year's Eve you type
know,
stuff.
You know what I had for breakfast this morning? Smoked salmon and crackers because I had that.
You know what's really great?
Still left over.
Smoked salmon and eggs. Scramble up eggs and put in the smoked salmon. It's fantastic. I did that when we had some leftover.
Yeah.
Scrambled up eggs with smoked salmon. Amazing.
You know what I had with my eggs? Tenderloin. That's good too.
I had that too.
I leftovers. I mean, who's going to throw out smoked salmon?
Nobody.
What is that? 12, 13 bucks
nobody.
A pound?
Nobody.
Tenderloin?
Nobody.
13 bucks a pound. Who's going to throw that out?
Okay, let me ask you something. I know you got the most privileged dog in America. Would you feed him tenderloin leftovers?
Yeah, I just switched him over to, I don't know if there's tenderloin in there, but it's in the refrigerator now. Because I used to give them dried dog food, and they're like, "This stuff's actually better." So I don't
gravy
know.
Tray?
Just try. No,
no, he's giving him like fresh food. It's
the stuff you buy in the refrigerator.
Yeah, you see that now that it's in the refrigerator.
Right. That's what it is.
Yeah. So Lisa, tell me about what's on your show this week.
Well, as I said, we're going to be discussing New Year's resolutions and goal setting. We're also, we've got a story on the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce being named the best in the nation. That's
wow,
in
that's
there.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Of course, we have Amanda Nimmer. Now, y'all know Amanda, right?
Of course.
Yes.
I consider Amanda to be our Andy Rooney or our Irma Bombeck.
Okay.
Because she has a weekly commentary section that's a little bit funny, but yet, you know, makes some sense. So you should check out her hers this week about the little new things you should do. Just
she seems a little bit more positive than Andy Rooney.
he was
a little curmudgeon when he got older.
Totally.
Amanda can be a little curmudgeon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes,
I haven't seen that. All right.
I think our Todd has you know, rubbed off on her a little bit, and the curmudgeon comes out.
Have you talked to Todd lately? We haven't seen him. We don't know where he is.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
He's still with us. Okay, he's still with us. I talked to him yesterday. So.
All right.
Excellent.
You go on vacation, and it's like...
I'm afraid he might go do one of those, like...
Radio...
Like, trying to find the spirits in some basement someplace.
Or down in...
He never shows up again.
Do that... To watch that Aaron Rodgers documentary, we're afraid he's going
to
follow
suit. Go to Costa Rica.
Right.
Yeah. Lay in the mud.
Jump in the mud.
Exactly.
Smoke that weed.
Yeah.
Ooh!
All right, Lisa,
no,
come
Todd,
on.
I can't see Todd doing that.
No, that's that is true.
Yeah. Oh, I can. Yeah. Oh, I totally can.
The more I think about it,
oh, my
it's always
goodness,
the quiet
gracious.
Ones. It's
not
like,
even
really,
a
you
question.
Do that? Oh, yeah.
No question. Lisa, I hope you have a great 2025. We love having you on. We love Oshkosh.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely going to have a fantastic 2025 because I'm going to be with you guys.
All right.
Phenomenal.
Again, the show. Time.
Pump your show.
Two of them.
New Wisco Weekend It's Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WGBW and WISS.
All right,
thank
setting.
You, Lisa. You're the best.
All right.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.